Welcome to this edition of the McKelke Leadership Academy podcast. We have a special anonymous guest who wanted to come on the show and talk about leadership for high school students in today's world. Topics we're going to cover today include doing the right thing and having integrity as a high school student, keeping your priorities straight, and work experience and what type of job you should get as a high school student. So, first question we're going to talk about, how can I do the right thing, have character, and still have friends and be popular and be cool? Is that possible in today's world as a high school student? What do you think?
I think it is possible. Just a lot of kids are scared of being judged about doing the right thing, and they're too worried about what other people would think or say if they were to do the right thing. It's just a lot of fear and themselves.
So what advice would you have for high school students who go, I know what I should do here, I know the right thing, but I'm afraid I'll get judged or made fun of for doing it? What would you tell them?
I think that you should just not really worry about what other people have to say and just focus on yourself. Obviously it's your future that you're impacting, not others.
So I think most high school students would say, easy for you to say, I'm not going to worry about what other people think, but in an era of Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, somebody could go post that about me, make fun of me, send it to me, you know, at 2 a.m. Is it harder to do the right thing as a teenager today than before social media and all this stuff was around? What do you think?
I think it is. Obviously, people can harass you on social media if you let it get to you, but it's a big difference from now than it was before social media was a thing.
And on that topic, what do you wish adults who didn't grow up with social media, smartphones, TikTok, all of that, understood about your world today as a teenager that has all these things?
It's just not the same. That the way they handled stuff isn't really a good way to handle things now.
And so, like, what's something that maybe your parents' generation, they didn't have smartphones, Facebook didn't exist. What's something they don't appreciate? Like, they don't even know this is a thing or a problem or a challenge about being a high school student today in this world.
I just think with that is they don't obviously know what goes on in social media, so they don't really, they can ask you about it, but they don't really understand that there could be problems on social media that you're going through.
And do you think it's possible to have a social life and friends if you totally stay off of social media, you delete Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, all of that?
I think you can. There's other ways you can contact your friends. You can go to their house or shoot them a text.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting because on the topic of doing the right thing, what else is a challenge besides being judged on social media?
I think just being judged overall, you can happen in person. Just people are too worried about being cool or popular in high school.
And how can they keep that priority in mind where doing the right thing and having character is more important than who thinks you're cool or popular? Like, what message would you have for kids to keep that priority in order?
I think at the end of the day, a lot of people you know in high school, you're not really gonna see in the future unless you're super, super close with them. So if they think about you something now, it doesn't really matter in the future because you won't be with them.
Yeah, well, the other topic was how to keep our priorities straight as a high school student. Just for the audience out there, what are your priorities as a high school student and how do you keep those in order?
I'd say my priorities as a high school student are my family, my friends, and my job, in that order.
And what do you do to keep that in order? Like, I'm going to keep my family more important than my friends, and my friends more important than my job.
I just try to talk to my family what I'm feeling or express to them. Just talk to them in any way I can.
And do you ever have to tell your friends and no to hanging out or spending time because your family needs you or you're going to choose family time?
Yes.
How can you do that when your buddy's like, hey, come over, let's go do this, or let's go hang out?
I think if you have the right friends, they'll understand. It's all about who you choose to hang out with. My friends, they obviously understand that family comes first.
And I think it's interesting how you have job as number three on your list, but you didn't say school. And a lot of teachers and adults and people would be like, how can that be, you know, not even on your list, not at least number two or something? Why would you put having a job right now ahead of school?
My job that I have is very beneficial to my future. It's something I want to do in the future, into my career. So it's helping me out, while school is just something I'd like to have, like a diploma. I'd like to have that, but...
Do you think that's how most high school students view school? Is like, I'm just here to get the piece of paper and get out. I don't really care about what I learn, or even my GPA doesn't matter that much to me. I just want to be done.
I think some students think like that. Some will go to college and worry about their GPA, but others just want to get the piece of paper and go.
I mean, do you think that's a bad thing if a high school kid said, I'm just here for the diploma and then I'm out? Like, I'll just get B's and C's and be good with that?
I don't necessarily think it's bad. I don't think it's that bad.
What would you say to the teachers or the adults that say, well, if you're here, you might as well get straight A's and give full effort into your English and math and history grades?
I think you can give full effort and not get good grades. For some people, it's hard to comprehend certain subjects. And going back to the just getting a piece of paper, many teachers have told me that we don't use this in our day-to-day.
So a teacher will tell you, like, the thing they're teaching today on a whiteboard, hey, you're never going to use this?
Yes.
That's an interesting strategy as a teacher. So then why are they teaching it?
It's a good question.
And how much effort is your brain going to give when the boss assigning a task says, this doesn't matter, now let's go do it?
I think it depends on how they apply it, I guess. I don't know, some teachers make it fun to learn. Some are just straight up and tell you to do it and just make it boring.
Yeah, well, since we already mentioned this topic, let's address work experience, jobs. A lot of high school kids today have jobs, pay the bills, the truck payment, the phone, whatever they have. Instead of just going out and taking the first job or the job that pays the most, what advice do you have for high school students who are maybe going to get a job this summer or when they graduate and are like bridging that to college? What would you tell them on that subject?
I think they should get jobs that will benefit them. So if it's something they want to do in the future, try to get a job that has that.
So if I want to be a business person, go find a local business and just say, I'll take whatever job in your company or at your office just to be around other business people and see what you do.
I think so, yeah.
Is that worth, say I get paid $12 an hour to clean a business every night, but I really want to be a businessman, versus just go to Menards and make $20 an hour stocking shelves? Not because I want that as my job, just like it's better money. Do you think that's a good trade-off, to take a job and get skills when you're young, or take where the money is?
I think if you have to pay for stuff and you have bills to pay, then maybe get the job that offers more money. But if you want the experience and to learn about your future job, then you should take the job that offers that.
And when you made a decision about what kind of job you wanted, how did you choose?
Just tried seeing what job will give me the most opportunities to, I don't know.
Like connect you to a future career.
Yes, yes.
I think it's important for high school kids to think about what's the difference between a job and a career.
Yes.
to me, a job is I fry the fries at McDonald's, but I don't want to do that when I'm 45 and have a wife and kids. Then it's not my career. It's just a job. Punch clock, paycheck, I'm good. To me, a career is this is what I could do forever. Or let's say, hypothetically, you want to be a mechanic and you work as a shop hand sweeping up. Okay, that's a job. But the career is I want to own my own mechanic shop. Well, that's a career. That's not a job. And my advice on that for kids is I think it's worth it even if you worked for free. I would tell you, like, this is what I would tell my own sons. They're not looking for jobs because they're in elementary school. But go find somebody who's really good at a thing you think you would like and say, can I follow you for a day or a week? They'll almost always say yes to a high school kid. Even cops. You can go on a ride-along with a cop while he's pulling over bad guys. I did that when I was in college. It was fun. But then it made me not want to be a cop. Go do that. Now, if you still like it, find a way to work for them or with them, even if it's free, and just say, will you teach me? Because if you get skills from somebody, a cop, a mechanic, a lawyer, doesn't matter, and they'll give that to you for free, you may not be getting a good paycheck like $20 an hour at Menards, but $20 an hour at Menards doesn't lead to something bigger, right?
I agree.
Learning from a good lawyer or a business person or a cop is going to lead to a career that you make $1 million or $2 million over your lifetime and get benefits. To me, it's better to say you don't need a truck payment, get a prepaid phone plan, save money now, and even if you work for free, the skills and the connections you get, that's more important in a high school job than the paycheck. What do you think about that?
I agree too. And with those type of payments, if you can't afford it, don't get it. It's going to put you in debt at an early age. It's not worth it.
And the payment thing, I hear this all the time. Well, I got to work because I got to make payments. You can sell the thing that you're making payments on, or even better, don't buy it in the first place. Because yes. You're going to lose freedom of saying no to stuff in the future if you have to make payments, phone, car, insurance, whatever. And it sounds crazy, but it's like you could just ride your bike or bum a ride or walk or buy a car, pay cash now. It's a junker, but at least I don't have a payment and my insurance is cheaper.
You have something to get you to point A to point B.
Yep, and then put my time into the job. Maybe if it doesn't pay as much, but it gets me this skill set. Yeah, well, my last question for you on the career topic is how did you know what you want to do? If you're telling high school kids, go get a job that leads to better opportunities. What about a high school kid who goes, but I don't know what I want to do?
With my job, I'm really interested in cars and trucks and paint. And it's something it grew over time. And when I got an opportunity to work at a body shop, I took advantage of it. And being there for a while made me realize that this is obviously something I really want to do and put my time and money into it. So I just think it's something that has to grow over time with what you like and stuff like that, what your interest is in.
Yeah, just say what job would pay me to do things about cars and paint. Okay, there's a job. You just got to go figure out what that would be.
Yeah,
that's great advice. So just to recap on the topic of leadership for students, if you're worried about social media and being popular, you're not going to do the right thing. You just have to learn to not care. And parents and adults need to be a little more empathetic towards kids that have these tools that adults never had. Keeping your priorities straight, you got to have a list. Like this anonymous student says, family first, then friends, then job. School is just a piece of paper to me. What are yours and how do you keep those in order? Our saying in leadership classes, we spell love, T-I-M-E. So if you say you love your family, but you don't give them your time, you don't love them. That's like saying, hey, honey, I love you, but I'm going to the bar. You don't love your wife, you love the bar, because you gave the bar your T-I-M-E. So we spell love, T-I-M-E. And then last but not least, be intentional about the job. Don't just take a job for the money unless you have bills you're stuck paying. Try to find something that you want to learn and connects you to a career and something bigger than just punching the clock.
Yeah, I think that's very huge because a lot of kids don't know what they want to do yet. They have time, but not necessarily all the time in the world to pick something out. And if they want to go to college for it, college, money, time, they need that. it's just better to be prepared.
Absolutely. And then you can find things in school that connect to that job and take them more seriously.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, great advice for you leaders out there listening to the McKelkey Leadership Academy. I want to reemphasize, off the clock, anonymous student, not from any specific school or class. No identifying information is shared in this podcast episode, nor is any part of his or her academic record a part of this show. Thanks for joining us today. Be green.